USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's first national security advisor, retired General Michael Flynn, will be sentenced today for lying to the FBI about contacts with Russia's U.S. ambassador during the presidential transition. Special Counsel Robert Mueller recommending no prison time, though, for Michael Flynn because he cooperated in the ongoing probe. Meanwhile, ex-FBI Director James Comey yesterday goes behind closed doors at a House committee meeting. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Comey was again questioned about his handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation and the early stages of the Russia probe. After meeting with lawmakers, Comey talks about the FBI's reputation.
The FBI's reputation has taken a big hit because the President of the United States, with his acolytes, has lied about it constantly. That's a tragedy. That will be undone eventually.
USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Two new reports for the U.S. Senate looking into the sweeping scale and scope of Russian efforts to influence the 2016 presidential election, and they say that Russia used every major social media platform in an effort to help Republican Donald Trump win the White House. The independent reports were prepared for the Senate Intelligence Committee, and they say the efforts aim to boost support for Trump while distracting and confusing potential supporters of Democrat Hillary Clinton. California now heading up a group of states in an effort to make sure that Obamacare stays in effect. A federal judge in Texas ruling on Friday the law is unconstitutional, but a coalition of 17 attorneys general now asks the judge who ruled on the case to make it clear that the Affordable Care Act is still the law until the case goes through the appeals process. They say the move will ensure that Americans relying on Obamacare for health insurance won't have their care disrupted. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Stop me if you've heard this before, a wild ride on Wall Street. All right, you've heard it. Anyway, the latest from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
What will happen at the opening bell this morning remains anyone's guess. It could be a great opportunity for bargain hunters after a miserable session on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 507 points, the NASDAQ off 156, more than 2%, and the S&P 500 falls to its lowest level in more than a year, the S&P down 54 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
A Missouri man convicted of illegally killing hundreds of deer will be going to jail for a year, and while there, he's being told he'll have to watch the movie Bambi once every month. David Berry Jr., sentenced in what state wildlife officials call one of Missouri's biggest poaching cases ever. They say he killed hundreds of deer and took only the animals' heads and antlers, leaving the bodies to rot. In sentencing Berry to jail, a judge ordered Berry to watch Bambi again at least once a month while behind bars in the classic 1942 animated movie Hunters Kill Bambi's Mother. And the Jack in the Box food chain considering a menu of financial options, including selling the company. The 67-year-old burger chain based in San Diego has been struggling with falling sales, over the past 2 years. And for USA Radio